Hi, everybody. Recently, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the great Swedish soccer player, came out stating that athletes should stick to their sports and should not get involved in politics, should basically stay in their lane. And he referenced LeBron James in particular. And then subsequently, LeBron James, the equally great basketball player, came back and offered a rebuttal, basically saying, "Hey, I'm going to keep fighting for my people when I see injustices and so on." And so I thought that I would weigh in on this issue in terms of, should athletes be sticking in their lane? When should they comment? How should they comment? And so I posted the following thoughts earlier today on social media, and I'll read them for you here. So, dear at King James, I watch your rebuttal to Ibra's recommendation that athletes should stick to their sports. It is perfectly reasonable for people with your large platform to take public positions about all sorts of issues outside of sports. This is not the issue. The problem stems from the moral hypocrisy of your positions. I commend you for wanting to speak out against injustice, institutionalized bigotry, hatred, inequity, etc. But a moral person mets out their indignation at such ugly realities in a morally consistent manner and not as a function of the skin hues of the perpetrators or victims. Instead of speaking of, quote, your people, those with whom you share a skin hue, expand the moral circle to all people suffering from injustice. Hence, the Uyghur in China are deserving of your indignation. The Yazidi are deserving of your indignation. When you proclaim that there is a genocide of, quote, your people in the US, whilst ignoring horrifying realities in the world because it goes against your commercial interests, it makes you a moral hypocrite, to be charitable. So please continue to speak out against injustice, but do so in an honest, fair, and morally consistent manner. When I saw ISIS killing its fellow Muslims, I was immeasurably angry. The fact that I am a Lebanese Jew who escaped persecution in Lebanon did not stop me from feeling for those victims. My allegiance is to all innocent people who are being mistreated in grotesque ways, irrespective of their identity markers. You should aspire to the same global humanism, and then you'll be a true champion. Cheers, buddy. Have a good weekend, everybody.